Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers encouraged to use pest management best practices to prevent beet armyworm outbreak. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Farmers in Manchester and St. Elizabeth are being reminded to use pest management best practices to help prevent a flare-up of the beet armyworm in their fields. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries recently hosted a beet armyworm sensitization session in the New Forest Duff House area, located on the border of both parishes, where the pest has been affecting crops, especially escallion. The focus of the session was the integrated pest management system that is designed to detect early signs of the pest. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Dermot Spence, says poor management of fields can lead to an increase in the pest, which will lead to a shortage of escallion and a hike in prices.
What we are doing is imploring the farmers to ensure that they practice what we taught them, and that where the situation arises, where any of those inputs that impact the practices that they are to implement are lacking, then we would like to know. So that arrangements can be made to ensure that those inputs are provided in a timely manner.
Henry MacDonald, a farmer from the New Forest Agropark, says he is thankful for the training he has received, noting it has contributed to an increase in his crop yield.
I really get a lot of instruction from the field officers as to how to monitor my garden. And I always make sure that two or three, four times a week, I scout my garden to find out what is happening. If there is any armyworm around, if there is any egg on the plant, and to make sure that I spray when it is necessary. When you monitor your field, you get to understand what is happening there, and you are able to do what your due diligence. You get good result and financial help as well.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you intend to take or ship any plant or plant product into Jamaica, you may need an import permit. Call the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries at 977-7160 for more information. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If Corbin no owe him short old tan, him wouldn't chance pear seed. Translation: if a cow had known how its throat was, it wouldn't have attempted to swallow a pear or avocado seed. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, we should acknowledge our limitations and operate accordingly. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.